On this Thursday, let's check the weather forecast with Mike Tenuri. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, I was looking at the forecast online today. A lot of sunshine, but the temperatures I made note, the highs, and the lows too, were pretty cool. What can you tell me about conditions across the Corn Belt?
Well, temperatures will cool off a lot late in the weekend and early next week. We'll see highs only in the 70s with lows in the 50s for a few days. And that's pretty ideal for filling corn and soybeans. The only catch is that before we get there, and then once we move beyond next week, it does warm up. So things won't be quite as ideal as they will be from Sunday through Tuesday coming up, but they will be generally okay. There's no sustained heat waves on the horizon, but there's also not a sustained cool wave. Temperatures next week are only expected to be ideal for, again, about 3 or 4 days.
And after that, what do you see for the following couple of weeks?
Well, temperatures will be more similar to the way they are today, which is with highs in the 80s and lows in the 60s and 70s. So it won't be ideal, but it won't be totally problematic either. But again, temperatures is actually just a little bit above the average for the second half of August.
For an August, it looks like it's awfully good Corn Belt weather in that case.
Well, the only thing I would say to the contrary side is that we need more rain. If we add 1 inch of rain to the Corn Belt through the end of the month, we would end up being one of the driest on record. And that might be a little bit hard to believe given that we just saw some rain earlier in the week. We saw some rain a couple of weeks ago too. But it's not going to take very much for us to end up being one of the drier months on record if the forecast holds up. Our main concern is that we won't see a lot of thunderstorms over the next 3 to 4 days with the temperature variations, and then we have a dry air mass in place for much of next week. We do turn warmer later next week and into the following week, but the problem there is that humidities will probably be fairly low, and we should have upper-level high pressure off to the west, which will more or less block storm systems from passing through the Corn Belt. So if all that happens, it wouldn't take a whole lot for August to end up being among the 30 driest of the last 125 years in the Corn Belt. Now, again, it's only August 13th, so we do have a little bit of a ways to go. But just based on what we're seeing right now, rain chances beyond the next 5 days don't look all that great. And they don't even look all that great over the next 5 days. So this is something to keep an eye on.
And this all comes despite what has been a very active hurricane season, and which is expected to continue to be that way, correct?
Well, Todd, I'll be honest with you. I don't pay a whole lot of attention to the hurricane stuff for corn and soybean forecasting, but I have heard that, yes, we have had a number of named storms. But the only thing I would say is that you need to keep in mind that if we go back 100 years, there might be a storm in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean that nobody would ever know about because we don't have any satellites and we didn't have any ships out there. If it happened today, we would certainly know about it simply because of the satellites, even if it didn't affect a single person. So the hurricane numbers are always moving upward with time, and it's partially a reflection of that.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Let's chat next week.
Oh, we will. That's Mike Tenuri. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois.